Hello, everyone, and welcome into our Newsmakers podcast. This is Nick Castora, Products and Education Editor of The News. Today, we're sitting down with Intermatic VP of Marketing, Liz Jacobs. Liz is going to discuss the company's recent 125th anniversary, what it takes to reach such a milestone, and touch on major trends affecting the industry. Let's get to it. Liz, Intermatic is currently celebrating its 125th anniversary. Just kind of as an overview, what does that milestone mean to you and the entire team at Intermatic?
Well, it is really a very exciting anniversary. I mean, how many companies can you talk about surviving 125 years? So for our team, we have a lot of long-term employees who've been here 25, 30 years. Mm-hmm. We also have an influx of new employees who are on board 2, 3, 6 years. And for them, it's very exciting to be part of an organization that has really contributed to industry for so long. And I think that there's a lot of great energy among them. They're very excited about our 125th year.
And you mentioned being able to hang around for so long. And why do you think the company has been able to sustain such success for really such a long period of time?
Well, that's a good point. Really, I think it's the wisdom of the company over the years to understand the market trends. You know, Intermatic started really as a company that made register boxes for trolley cars when streetcars were first being used in the cities. It was a way of paying for riding the trolley. And over time, when electrification started to happen in the country, then Intermatic was involved in timing devices that were being put into appliances when people would pay for ice boxes way long ago. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of went into the consumer era, where after World War II, there was a lot of new inventions, and we were then providing controls to appliance manufacturers who were flooding the market of these hungry people who were hungry to buy the new appliances. And eventually, when we got into lighting controls and more industrial type of controls, I think what the company had done is a good job of understanding where the market opportunities were going and creating products that fulfilled those needs.
Well, as you mentioned, having a mix of employees that have been there for 20, 25 years, having newer employees as well, what's the overall culture like for employees in Intermatic?
Well, we have worldwide expansion of our company. So we have employees in Mexico, in Hong Kong, in Germany, the UK, and of course here in our headquarters outside of Chicago. And we, as a mid-sized company, we're pretty much a tight group of people. We have a lot of emphasis on employee health. We run different programs around employee health. We try to really highlight the global nature of our company and showcase people who are running customer service in Germany, for instance, and our team that is involved in Hong Kong with purchasing. So from a culture perspective, I think we have kind of a small-town feel as an employee group, but we're really a broad global organization.
And speaking of broad, kind of shifting gears a little bit and looking at the industry overall, what's Intermatic's economic outlook for what's left of 2016 here?
Well, we're pretty hopeful of what we see in the marketplace. Certainly Europe has some challenges and has been sluggish for the last couple of years, mm-hmm. But we see some stabilization there. The U.S. market, we feel like we see a nice clip going along. We know that refrigeration and HVAC unit sales are up, it seems to be, and that's good for us and in our industry. So we're pretty bullish on the rest of 2016.
One big trend industry-wide has been that energy prices are trending downward. How do you think that affects the HVAC industry as a whole?
Yeah, so I think when we think about energy prices, we know that gas prices are down. And certainly some of the natural gas markets are replacing some of the coal markets in electricity consumption. So that may be good for a little while. The challenge, I think, is that long-term demand for energy is going to continue. And that means that energy efficiency will continue to be a theme throughout, I would say, the next decade. So from our perspective, the HVAC industry is still going to be looking at how do I become more efficient? How do I manage my costs, not only in operating, but then labor costs, things like that. So energy prices are trending downward, but there'll still be continued pressure as demand for energy continues to grow.
Yeah, and Liz, you touched on efficiency, and that's obviously a trend that's been going on for quite some time, is trying to become more energy efficient. As far as other trends you're seeing in the industry, what other ones are you noticing?
Well, I think what we're seeing also is the need or the desire to have more information. Diagnostics, for instance. Diagnostics are could be as broad as, do my filters need to be changed in my HVAC equipment? And is there a way I can know that off of my mobile phone instead of climbing up onto the roof and looking at my rooftop units? So this trend toward Internet of Things is here to stay. And it's a matter now of businesses understanding how they can actually add real value to either a contractor or a business owner on the HVAC side, to make that take off, I guess, and take hold, the Internet of Things.
Yeah, and kind of for contractors who may not be aware of certain trends, what might be on the horizon that you can maybe foresee coming that contractors might not be aware of just yet?
You know, code changes are always difficult for them to keep up with. We actually had a contractor council, this happened to be our electrical contractors that we were talking to this time. We have a small HVAC contractor council that we also use for product reviews before we develop products. But one of the things that came up in this conversation was codes. And while, whether it's ASHRAE or whoever else is providing new code changes out there, it doesn't always get down to the specifier or to the building operator or owner, and the contractor often gets stuck in the middle where a specification may be written, but it may not follow the most new code, and the contractor needs to be inspected based on that code, but the building owner may not want to pay more for meeting that code. So we're hearing that the contractor is trying to understand how they can help make the specifiers more aware of the code and get the building owner to understand the code as well. So it's a trend that we're seeing where the contractor gets stuck in the middle in some of these cases.
Shifting gears again a little bit here, Liz, one thing Intermatic is active on is different social media channels, and you get different perspectives from different companies on how they handle social media, but what's Intermatic's experience been in saying, do you find it to be a good way to interact with potential customers? Is it a means to garner feedback on products and services? I guess, what is the approach to social media at Intermatic?
Yeah, so we have a pretty robust program here, and it's probably three different prongs. One is awareness building, which is simply being active on LinkedIn or Facebook or Twitter, where we're actually promoting different concepts or products. So that's awareness building. But we also use social media to do research. There's approaches such as minimal viable product, where you have a concept and you put it out into social media and get responses back, and then you change what you're going to do from a product design standpoint based on that feedback. We're doing that. And then the third prong is really basically just research into understanding what are the trends out there with contractors or with owners, understanding the blogs that they're on, some of the feedback that we see on blogs that are run by other people, So we use social media in those three different ways.
And finally, Liz, what's next for Intermatica? Are there any major products or projects on tap for the company?
Yes. We definitely need that. The one that I'm really excited about, we have a product that we're launching into HVAC distribution early summer. It's named iCube. And what it is, it's actually an add-on module for refrigeration units to become more energy efficient around the defrost cycles that happen in like walk-in coolers and things like that. So it's a smart product. It's using sensoring, and it's providing adaptive control. And so I'm looking forward to that coming up in just a few months.
And if people want to learn more about the company, maybe check out some of those social media channels that you mentioned. Where can people turn to learn more?
Our website is www.intermatic.com, and we tend to have the most up-to-date information on that website. We have an Intermatic YouTube channel. That channel has hundreds of videos of installations, either done by us or by contractors who are using our products. So those are two very good sources to find out more information.
Liz, thank you so much for stopping by the Newsmakers Podcast.
Thanks a lot.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Liz, learned a bit about Intermatic, some of the industry trends, and what's on the horizon for the company. Thanks for listening, and we encourage you to join us for the remainder of our Newsmaker series at achrnews.com or for free on iTunes. For more information, visit www.achrnews.com.